Welcome to Truth Talk for Conscious Entrepreneurs. This is your host, Emma Churchman. Welcome to a limited series I've created titled Cleared for Profit, Heal Your Trauma to Grow Your Business, where I interview experts on how trauma informs your business.
This is the first episode in my limited podcast series, Cleared for Profit, Heal Your Trauma to Grow Your Business. The first thing that I want to say is that it was never my master plan to talk about trauma in business. In fact, I spent many years denying the possibility that the traumatic experiences that I or the entrepreneurs I served could be having an impact on the success of our businesses. In this podcast series, you're going to hear many definitions of trauma, including a standard definition along the lines of how psychology today defines it, which is anything that's too much, too soon, or too fast for our nervous system to handle, especially if we cannot reach successful resolution. So a lot of us in the Western world agree that trauma is when something tragic or horrific happens to us that causes us to feel disconnected or out of balance physically, spiritually, or emotionally. In this understanding, trauma is an event that happens to us. You're also going to learn about the soul's perspective on trauma, that trauma is any place within our consciousness and our vibration where we disconnect from the truth of ourselves and we hold that disconnection. Trauma is actually the Greek word for wound. The wound itself represents a disconnection from the truth of who you are. As beings, we behave in the world from this disconnection. We create, we act, we react from this disconnection. And the result is that we continue to have disconnected experiences. In this podcast series, we're going to explore how unhealed trauma affects us as conscious entrepreneurs in our businesses. I was led to this topic unexpectedly. See, I work with conscious entrepreneurs, folks who are doing amazing, life-changing work in the world, folks who are committed to walking their path, doing their purpose, and sharing their genius to help heal the planet. Many of us are drawn toward our entrepreneurial callings because of our trauma, whether we're conscious of that or not. We as entrepreneurs need to know our big why, our big purpose, which is often tied to trauma because it's tied to what we care about, why we're here in the first place. So in my language, it's our sole purpose. And if we're not clear on that why, because we're still being ruled by the trauma, it becomes a roadblock for us, especially in our businesses. I believe that for entrepreneurs, success in business is 10% execution and 90% managing you, your energy, your thoughts, your beliefs, your subconscious. If you're disconnected to your soul, to your truth, to the essence of who you are, to your biggest why, because you have had traumatic or wounding experiences, that is going to affect 90% of your business. In coaching conscious entrepreneurs, I began to see trauma-informed patterns affecting the way they did business, especially when it came to marketing, sales, and serving their clients and their customers. If you as the entrepreneur are carrying with you shame or a fear of rejection or a fear of visibility, or if you feel unworthy or not good enough, all stemming from your trauma experiences, what happens is you can consciously tell yourself that you deeply want to help your prospect or serve your clients, but subconsciously, you're going to be communicating something radically different to the person you are interacting with. And that person is going to pick up on it. They will feel your fear and your shame, whether you like it or not. Have you heard the phrase as within, so without? You cannot create an external reality of worthiness and abundance if you feel unworthy. You cannot serve people at the highest level and express your true self if you are constantly rearranging who you are so that no one ever sees you clearly. Our prospects pick up information about us through their five senses. They also pick up information from us subconsciously through vibration and intuition. So you know that feeling when you just have the sixth sense that someone is not trustworthy? When you have an off feeling about a person, you're picking up something energetically from that person. Our prospects can pick up a lot from us vibrationally and intuitively. So, for example, we can begin a sales conversation with the full intention of serving our prospect, really wanting to help or give to that prospect. Subconsciously, though, something may not be in alignment with that. Either you believe that you have to get something from the prospect, or you have a wound surfacing. Most frequently, it's a wound that communicates to the prospect, "Don't see me." The result is that the prospect will not buy from you, and you and they won't really know why. They'll just know that something does not feel right. If you try to address not closing sales with a new marketing strategy or better packaging, it still is not going to work for you. Because as long as you keep your wall up, your prospect is going to keep their wall up and they will not buy from you, even if what you are offering is exactly what they're looking for. In this case, the path forward is not more strategy or more action. The path forward is healing your wounds. If you followed me for any length of time, you've heard me say that being in business is a spiritual journey. It's a tremendous path for healing ourselves and our planet if we allow our business to fulfill that purpose. If we resist this and try to do business as usual, we will never have the impact we truly desire, and our trauma will continue to rule our business results. And I don't know about you, but for me, having my trauma and wounding run the show in my business kept me in poverty for 17 years. It kept me unwilling and unable to value my gifts, to charge well for my services, to ask people to buy from me, and to have any semblance of healthy boundaries in my business. To be completely transparent, I had no idea that I was the one causing these problems in my business. I had a litany of excuses, like no one is willing to pay for my amazing spiritual gifts, and online marketing does not work for me, and it's too hard to explain what I do, and no one understands me, and everyone else can have success, but I cannot. And finally, it's too hard to be an entrepreneur. Do any of these excuses resonate with you? No judgment if they do, but I really want you to take a hot minute and get present to the impact of that way of being on your business. What I learned about myself is that I was unwilling and unable to do the deeper work of seeing myself clearly, taking responsibility for myself and my business, and engaging in the healing I needed in order to get out of my perpetual trauma state, my perpetual state of being triggered and being in a fight, flight, freeze response. This trauma response, which I learned at a very young age, was so much more familiar to me than being in a state of calm, of trust, of grace, of ease. Frankly, not struggling in my business was terrifying to me. Actually having everything I said I wanted was deeply uncomfortable, so uncomfortable that I would constantly self-sabotage anytime I started to get new results. Being fully supported and loved just for being me felt like being catapulted into a foreign country with no roadmap or understanding of the language. I literally could not experience ease, grace, love, or receiving money for being myself because all of those things were counterintuitive to my trauma response. Bringing my trauma response into my business meant that it wasn't safe for me to be visible, which had a huge impact on my marketing because energetically, every time someone interacted with my marketing, they would get a weird feeling because I was always hiding parts of myself. I was always rearranging who I was in order to make other people comfortable, which, by the way, never, ever, ever works. I was also carrying a huge fear of rejection. And when you're constantly expecting to be rejected, guess what happens? People do not buy from you. And if they do buy from you, they are quick to make you the problem so that they don't have to take responsibility for themselves and their choices. I was bringing shame into my business, which meant that anytime anyone even hinted at the suggestion of saying something negative about me or my business, I would have a complete emotional meltdown. I could not receive any level of criticism. My shame kept me bound and kept me playing small. Let me give you some examples of subconscious beliefs or limiting beliefs that stem from trauma and wounds and keep you playing small in your business. Here's an example. I'm not offering enough value in my business, or I am not enough. Another one is there are plenty of other coaches or practitioners or healers or artists who are better than I am. Another very common one is if I am visible, I will get punished. If they see me, they will hurt me. Another is being myself is dangerous. There are several around money that are fairly common. Asking people to give me money is wrong or bad. Or money is bad. Or I don't deserve to make money. Another one that I see a lot is I must suffer for my business. Or I can't trust other people. Or very commonly, I can't trust myself. And finally, people won't like the real me. Any of these limiting beliefs can significantly debilitate your business because they keep you in a pattern of getting in the way of your business. You're not able to be fully present with your prospective clients or customers because you're concerned about how they will perceive you. You're not able to take risks or leaps of faith in your business because you don't trust or feel safe. You're not able to confront hard situations because you're terrified. The majority of conscious entrepreneurs do not get into business in order to run a business. They get into business because they have a deep desire to live their calling and do their purpose. Running a business becomes the natural side effect of charging money for services. When it comes to running a business, you must figure out how to work through these limiting beliefs, these core wounds, and your trauma experiences in order to be the empowered leader of your business. And that's the goal, to come from that empowered perspective in your business. So in this podcast series, we're going to dive into what trauma really is, how it shows up in our bodies, our relationships, and our businesses, and how to heal your trauma to grow your business. I'm interviewing therapists, coaches, healers, practitioners, and doctors to get their perspective on how entrepreneurs can best support themselves and grow their businesses. I'm pretty much geeking out in these interviews, people. We'll be talking about how our brains function in response to trauma, how our autonomic nervous system functions in response to trauma, how different aspects of business are affected by trauma. I'm sharing stories of my own experience working with trauma, learnings from my time as a trauma chaplain working in an emergency department, and my experience of accompanying clients as they unpack their trauma response to understand why they aren't getting results they desire in their business, especially with marketing and sales. We're essentially taking a holistic approach to looking at trauma. And frankly, I believe it's time for us to be addressing trauma more systemically, outside of individual diagnoses of PTSD or chronic fatigue or mental illness. Personally, I believe that our increasing relying on technology has created a reality where we are so bombarded by information that our bodies, our minds, and our spirits simply cannot catch up. And as a result, even those who have not experienced physical, sexual, emotional, or spiritual trauma are still experiencing trauma responses, are still finding themselves in that fight, flight, freeze pattern in response to feeling oversaturated and overstimulated. In other words, I think it's virtually impossible to not experience some degree of trauma in the 21st century. That's my current operating theory. And I'm hoping that interviewing folks on this topic of what is trauma and how does it affect us will lead to some exciting revelations. Until the next episode, many blessings.
Are you a conscious entrepreneur who has hit a financial ceiling in your business? Do you find yourself up in the middle of the night wondering where your next sale is going to come from? Do you struggle with working harder and harder yet not getting better results? Do you have a deep desire to take your business to the next level, but you aren't sure how to get there? If so, let's talk. I offer 30-minute complimentary consultations specifically designed to help diagnose what's keeping you from growing your business. To schedule your consultation, go to emmachurchman.com/consult Emma.